Mr. Chairman.
This is Wednesday, the 8th of May, 1991. It is approximately 2 p.m., and we're gathered for a meeting at the bookstore. Greetings, Commander.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hathom present and alive of Holy God. We have to come to confrontation about that. Ones who do not believe that I'm who I say I am, I welcome any questions. But if you do not wish to be in the group with Hathom, then I can only ask that you make your choice, for I am going nowhere. I appreciate your being here, Barry, because for the first time my scribe refused to come. Ones do not think that this is serious. I am not an entertainer, as is Wampa. We come as the hosts, as pre-runners, preparers of the way for the Christos energy, now God. I'm going to lay it out for you right now, and you might as well hear it, Barry, because I know, son, that in your heart you're thinking of coming here. So I'm going to strike you strangely in two ways. Who is this bastard that comes to tell me about a location? And well, thank God, I have finally found the truth. I hope it will be the latter. This group, of all groups, has been given instructions, and you made a commitment that this would not be referred to as a group, because we're already called cult, already under surveillance, and it still continues to be a game. It is not a game. I have had to remove my own child out of this state to protect his life. I don't understand why ones in Hawaii come up with information before I even share it with my scribe. I don't understand why ones would ask for a display of other ones' personal business information when our entire structure is to protect that very thing. We have shut the project at Gene's dwelling down, because now he cannot even safely secure his own things there. I hear it coming back. You ones building bomb shelters. No, we're not building bomb shelters. I ask all of you to find a place, please, to store some of your things, because they will raid your homes. And this one son is building his home. And he allowed us to have a lower level beneath his second floor. And yet the accusation comes back of utilizing money that might not be these ones. he also offered for the protection of the group half of his second floor, which will also be enclosed within cement and have two escape hatches and enough room that the entire considered group could survive there for up to 10 days. We're going to come to some understanding of the seriousness of what we're about. Do I believe that you deliberately do these things? No. I certainly do not. I refuse to. Perhaps I'm blind. I apologize, Barry, for what I'm about to say, because I know that you have followed Ramsa and Jay-Z Knight. We are in no manner in the entertainment business. We don't have $600 a weekend seminars. We only meet for business. Our purpose is to bring forth the word and prepare the way. And for that, we get shot at, our property destroyed, and every legal burden that there is. This comes upon the county fire department now, wishing them to move everything they've got for storage. And they have to stand and defend the Constitution for all of you ones. I only ask that you think. I only ask that you think. I cannot ask the tiny handful to bear the full burden. It has nothing to do with funding. Is there no way that I can ask for silence? It's a game. Well, I have first information. I'm going to go tell the world. You don't think about what you're doing. I would ask, since it has been brought up, anyone in this group, the circle, and I'm sorry that ones are not here, I was not able to call a meeting sooner because I had a scribe that said, I've had enough, let someone else write. And who do I have to turn to? Desiree's had enough. You butchered her when she first came. Is there no end to the pain you'll bring to your brothers and sisters? I'm even going to tread mortals. Why was the cover and the book, the manual, changed? It was because Druthea has written. And yet what you've done in your attempt to honor the different writer has targeted her. Everybody looks at it and says, is it different? Why is it different? It must be Druthea. Who is she? And the minute they call here to find out who she is, 14 of you will tell. And the next time this child gets up on a stage, her life is worth a goose egg. Do I think you want to kill Desiree? Of course I don't. You wish to honor her. But you're not thinking. You have no notion of how critical this is. How badly they want to stop you and silence me. I'm sorry that you all have not had today's writing. Because I have to come along after the fact and clear up things. In 1989, I attended a meeting. I, Hatton, with Gorbachev and Bush at Malta. It has now, well, long since, come out there was a third party there. And Mr. Krim tells the world it was Maitreya. Maitreya means master, period, period, period. M-A-S-T-E-R. And guess how they follow it up? And Maitreya, along with the 10 unannounced visitors who later joined the 3, was dressed as an Arab wearing the high Jewish symbol. Do I discount Maitreya? I have no notion as to who I would discount. Maitreya means master, teacher, possibly. Doesn't even mean teacher, just means master. Christos means teacher of truth and godliness. These are states of being. They are not labels for some man wandering around wearing a high Jewish symbol on his hand. Will these ones recognized by those labels be appearing? Yes, they will. Yes, they have. For your confirmation of their presence. Are they physical? No, not as you expect. For there will be no God on this place in these ending times until you all know. That is the only way you know that he is not here. And the rest of us sent in advance to prepare the way, to begin to open the doors, will never tell you other than what we are. If I am going to speak to you as Atan, I will speak to you as Atan, and you will know it. And I'm very close to there today. We have so much work to do. And you've agreed to be my hands and bearers of the word. I didn't ask you to be blabbermouths in my behalf. Because so often when you are a blabbermouth in my behalf, it is wrong. And you become the crackpot in my behalf. And I don't need it. And I know that I sound harsh because I have to tell you, I'm harsh. We're all grieving. Something very precious has been slain. How can we sit one with another and allow the impact of ones who bear somehow in their sense of direction, offense against us? Check carefully what we might have done to those ones. Or is it possible they err? And deliberately speak against a brother to make their own plight and their own errors look more pure. Perfection? No, there is not perfection. Will the echoes err? Yes, but I will guarantee you, it will never be against you. It will never be against you. When there are problems, and you don't understand, we speak of them. And I would have receiving right now, if anyone would speak with me. But when we go behind, and we whisper, and we conjure, and we jab, and we poke, and we have jealousy because a new one comes to fill a role for which no one else is qualified. We want to hurt them, and we feel offended by their presence. I would hear right now, right this moment, what troubles you so that we can speak of it. And all I get is silence. No one has a problem.
Well, I would like to say that I do have a problem of communication with EJ, and it's been a long-standing problem. Now, I recognize that EJ has a big job, and EJ may need some help, but I have offered help to EJ in a couple areas, and it's not been picked up. So I don't know what I can do to help EJ, but there are times when communication simply does not flow. And I don't know what I can do to change that, because, and I don't say that I'm being singled out not to visit the house. I know that this is a security problem, but that does limit communication. And then I have been instructed not to phone the house by EJ, and this is the truth. And I have written notes which he has not responded to, and I did break the request and phone and left a message, and he still did not respond. So I don't know how else to communicate with EJ.
Since when has there ever been a restriction of anyone phoning that house or individually stopping by? We could not have meetings there. We had to clear the place. They're trying to kill you.
No,
all of you were present when they tried to blow up the house.
I'm not arguing that point, and I'm trying to respect that need. But EJ did ask me not to phone.
I believe I told you that we would take care of the wood and not to bother any further about it. And if you misinterpreted that to mean don't call on any subject, then you misinterpreted.
Well, I sent you messages and asked you to call me, and you didn't call me either.
Nora, Overly. This is going to turn into a childish quarrel.
Yes.
So I would ask, why have you demanded an answer that all of this be looked into by George? He is a member of the board of directors.
Well, it seems that George would be the logical person to look into it because he would have access.
Does he not speak with you either?
Well, I cannot be accused of being someone who shouts things to the rooftop. And my approach was to identify the problem and to ask him to take care of it. Now, I stand on what I wrote. As far as I know, it's the truth. I don't have all the information, and I recognize that.
It's only a very small part of one.
But I can only be responsible for one.
That's right. And the reason that there's any confrontation at all is because there is not just the one. You want to pick into each other's business until there is no privacy left. You strip everybody naked. And I don't understand it. That is a trait of the beast picking at you. The gossip. That is the tearing down. That is not the building up. Why do you tear each other down? I have to ask because it goes on in the store all the time. Is there nothing else to speak of?
Are you addressing me on that subject?
No.
All right. Thank you.
No, I'm sure beating you, Nora. All I want to stress, please relook at how a thing appears from the other person's point of view. And this does include you, Nora. There were some very cruel things in that letter.
Yes.
And I'm sure that you wrote them with that in mind at the moment that you write them.
I felt rather desperate about my corporation, that is true, because I feel a responsibility for it and I have no information about it. And it's been since October 18th that the matter started and it's not finished yet.
Did you receive yesterday's note from me?
No.
It will make more sense after you read it. Because I want to talk about these corporations. Overly and Dorma, EJ and Doris, took on the job of these corporations and they don't have time. Detailed that you demanded to have your book when it came.
No.
What is there missing about your corporation? She only brought back some papers that were not filled in a box, dumped them on the floor, and said, here's your stuff. I've caught them up.
Now, I recall Dee saying that about the major group of corporations in this conversation, but my own personal corporation was not handled in that way. He brought my package to my house at Christmas, and the package has arrived, but it was not completed. And I decided to wait until she returned to have it completed, and she didn't return. At that time, Overly either phoned me or I phoned him about it, and he picked up the material where you register who the officers are, and so on. Now, it was my understanding that he would complete that and send it in, and there would be something come back, and I would be working on the corporation. It was not my understanding that EJ would be working on all these papers that you talked about in this writing. I've been waiting to even get the basic setup for my corporation. I got the package, but nothing else.
What makes a corporation?
I don't know that much about
it. You have it.
I
Precious, you have it.
I do not have the papers that show the officers and so on.
Are you telling me that Dee did nothing to your corporation?
That's correct.
We have paid Dee for having done these things for the corporations, and not out of the Phoenix Institute, out of Oberle's pocket.
As far as I know, there was nothing done, and it was delayed until she returned, and she didn't return. And Oberle picked up the package. He asked me for the package that was in the front of the book, and I gave it to him, along with a check for payment. And that was right after the holidays in January. And I haven't heard anything since. Except the re-signing of the note, which I'd rather not discuss this in public.
Well, that can be worked out anyway. The fact is, if you have the book, there would be very little else that you would get.
Well, that's why I don't understand the delay. What I needed was a list of officers and my identification number and so on and so forth.
Is the identification number ordered?
Yes, it is, and I have M50 to go and take care of those copies.
I don't have any of that.
There is no way that you could have it. It hasn't come back.
Do you have yours, Princeton? Copies? Be careful now.
I've got a form that shows an employee identification number.
Right. But you don't have copies of your 60-day list. Those are typically not distributed. They don't belong out there. They belong over there. And perhaps we need to explain something about how these corporations work. Nora's corporation is right up to snuff and has been since the 14th of March. There isn't anything that anybody can do with her corporation that hasn't been done, with the possible exception of some papers in the front end of her book that she has.
Except for Nora to see it, you know.
Pardon me?
Except for Nora to see it and know what's done.
Well, Nora has seen just about everything that everybody else has seen.
I'll tell you right now, I will speak in behalf. Anybody who wants your corporation, hook, line, and sinker, take it. It is a bother. It is a problem. We don't wish to hoard anybody's property. It is a pain. This is a pain. There is nothing that prevents anyone from going to Nevada and learning how to do it. But I witness Oberle on the telephone almost 18 hours a day. I don't believe that he would deliberately refuse a call from anyone, especially in this group.
John is about to talk to you. Sure.
Come in.
Are we going to be able to get this ironed out, or do we have to continue this?
Well, I can come out and look at my corporation and decide whether to pick it up or not. And in the future,
Precious, you have it. It is not at the dwelling.
Well, it's not complete. I am missing some parts. I don't have the officer's list. I don't have my identification. I don't know anything that's going on with it.
If you're not doing anything, honey, there's nothing going on with it.
Well, I would like to do something with it if I had what I need to know how to go about it.